Rivers, culture, and Western Sydney Uni. These are just some of the many assets highlighted by policymakers at this morning's launch of Stuck in the Middle, a discussion paper examining how to unlock the potential of Sydney's central city. Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue, the group behind the paper, made clear that local, state, and federal governments must work together with private enterprises to invest in the future of the region. Chief Commissioner of the Greater Sydney Commission, Lucy Turnbull, had this to say at this morning's panel at New South Wales Parliament House.
So often, governments and the private sector go merrily along on their merry ways but don't understand what other government agencies or the private sector are doing. The thing that we need to do is to bring the whole vision together.
The Executive Director of Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue, Adam Leto, cemented that it's now or never to ensure Central Sydney thrives in the future.
The clock's ticking. We need to see some action. Things are moving quite rapidly in Western Sydney, in the Central City in particular, in places like Parramatta, Westmead, which is home to the largest biomedical precincts in the Southern Hemisphere. We've got a number of major transport projects which are in the pipeline for the region. We need to come to a place where it's a bit more coordinated and considered, the planning around those things. We'd like to obviously see it sooner rather than later, but the general message is it needs attention. We can't just focus on things. Airport's important. We get that. We understand that there is around the airport and the aerotropolis are important, but we've half star of the job in the central city, in places like Westmead, Parramatta, Sydney Olympic Park. We need to continue to finish the job, and we need the attention now, not later.
The Greater Sydney Commission's vision for the future is of a 30-minute city, in which residents can reach their jobs, education, and health services from their home in this time frame. But Central Sydney's population is expected to boom to 2.1 million people by 2036 and will need 264,000 new homes in the region to accommodate them. Some worry that the idea of a 30-minute city isn't achievable. Mayor of Canterbury-Bankstown, Carl Asfour, highlighted why investment in the Central City is needed now.
So the Central City is the hardest city to renew. The CBD has always been a powerhouse of Sydney and will always be. The airport has triggered a reformation or a transformation out of Western Sydney, and that planning and work is being done. In 10 years, that's going to be a booming place to be. I don't want, and we don't want, Central City to just, be forgotten about. So we want to make sure that the future is bright for Central City and make sure that all three cities, the Greater Sydney Commission's 30-minute city idea, which is a good idea, works into the future, and our communities aren't left behind.
Adam mentioned that numerous projects in the central city are not progressing as fast as they should be.
Well, I look at projects like the Parramatta Light Rail. Stage one has been approved. It's under construction at the moment. We haven't got confirmation on even though stage two has been talked about. We're still waiting confirmation for a business case for stage two of that light rail project. We've been waiting for a business case for Metro West. We're still waiting. They're just two key projects which need to be finalised. There's a lot that's been funded and that's on its way. Major projects like the relocation of powerhouse in Parramatta, continued investment in health and innovation precincts in other places like Westmead, Campbelltown, Bankstown, and the future of Bankstown Airport, another sort of question mark at this point. So there's a lot of stuff happening. We just need to be able to pull it together in a coordinated, structured and organised way which responds to community needs, is prioritised in the right way, and there's a clear timeline and timeframe around delivery.
The discussion paper has highlighted a number of growth areas that could see the Central City region thrive. These include fostering Westmead as the so-called Silicon Valley of health and research, renewing Parramatta Road, constructing the Parramatta Light Rail, and sufficiently planning a variety of housing options for community members of all economic backgrounds. Mayor Asfour noted the necessity of community liaison in future plans.
Look, it's really hard because We need to have government working with, all levels of government working together, so we can all talk the same message and bring the community along with us. If we don't have community participation and engagement, this won't work. What we need to work on with government and private sector and the tertiary sector is making sure that we have jobs, we have affordable housing, and we have open space for our communities to be able to live and have a good livability index in our city. So it's about engaging, it's about consulting, it's about listening, but it's also about delivering. So, and I think there's been a bit of, the delivering hasn't sort of happened in recent years, and part of this is getting governments to all work together to make sure that we are able to deliver for our communities.
Sydney is known worldwide for its hub of views, surf beaches, and the coastal lifestyle that goes along with its location. But central Sydney is defined by the Parramatta, Georges, and Cook Rivers. All that residents are missing are healthy river systems and high-quality surrounding facilities. Harbouring the river system's health will also benefit the region as the climate heats up. Michael Komnenos, director of Astrolabe Group and one of the key researchers of the paper, spoke to me on the rivers as an asset of the region.
So the opportunity that's presented to us is a lot of the central city, this post-war development of Sydney. They've got larger blocks. We have rivers. We've got the Georges River, the Cooks River, Parramatta River. We've got creeks. There's a way to regenerate what we had before in the way that we develop the future. So when we're designing our buildings, our neighbourhoods, the changes, we can bring back the rivers. We can bring back the trees. We can look at how you provide cooling, amenity.
Mayor Asfour also highlighted the need to focus on the environment to ensure the city keeps cool.
All across the world at the moment, cities are suffering from heat stress issues due to climate change. What do you think are the most immediate and effective changes that can be made in the central city to deal with this heat stress that's going to become prominent?
Well, one of the things is, and what we're talking about, is cleaning up our rivers, making sure that we have more open space, more parkland, and therefore more trees. I mean, the heat differences between the Sydney CBD and Western Sydney in the middle of summer can go up to 5 or 6 degrees. That means more air conditioning is turned on in Western Sydney, your power bills are higher, so it becomes unaffordable. We need more shade. And we need to work to make sure that not only planting more trees, but the right type of trees in the right locations, so we can lower the core temperature in the middle of summer and also provide a beautiful amenity for future generations.
The central city of Sydney hopes to have a bright future, and with one of the most culturally diverse populations in Australia, the region's residents are its biggest strength.
It's a very diverse place. It's got a lot of educated young people. We heard there are 8 different university campuses. I think it has the opportunity to be a really dynamic labour force for the next 20 years in Australia. Diverse, creative, engaging, having different types of housing so people can afford to live there. The people are what makes this place special.